Head for southeastern Europe now for today's GeoQuiz. Roma or gypsies are spread out in many countries across Europe. They're often treated as second-class citizens and face discrimination. But we're looking for a European country that's home to one of the world's biggest self-governing Roma communities. That community is called Shutka, located near the border of Kosovo. Shutka has more than 25,000 residents, its own Roma mayor, TV and radio stations, and its own musical energy. We'll pay a visit to Shutka later in the program, but for now, try and name this former Yugoslav republic on the Balkan Peninsula. We're going to travel now to Shutka, a Roma or a gypsy neighborhood on the edge of the city of Skopje. Skopje is the capital of Macedonia, and Macedonia is the answer to our GeoQuiz today. In most Roma communities, people live in poverty and have little political power. But in Macedonia, Roma participate in a range of public institutions, and they own and operate one of the few private Romani-language television stations in Europe. Matthew Brunwasser visited the lively neighborhood of Shutka and sent us this report.
When people think of Roma communities, they usually think of scenes like this one. A lot of wedding processions pass through Shutka's dirty streets every day. The small, shabby buildings have a rough, do-it-yourself feel, but it makes the place much more homey than many East European neighborhoods, with their endless rows of identical apartment blocks. Another special quality of Shutka is the Roma's love of music. It is an ethnic stereotype, but it's also a major component of Roma culture. One of Shutka's most famous daughters is Esma Recepova, known around the world as the Queen of Gypsy Music. She's famous for her voice and her lifelong dedication to music and humanitarian causes. She says that Shutka is special because Roma are treated better in Macedonia than elsewhere. Unlike other countries, Macedonia doesn't force Roma to accept the majority culture and language.
We're not assimilated, and this is a very beautiful thing. Macedonia has done us a great favor by not assimilating us. They let us speak Romani normally, everywhere, wherever you want. You can study in Romani. Nobody gets in your way and tells you what to do. I don't think there's any other country which is more democratic. Look, we have two Romani TV stations. We report our own news. We have a daily newspaper, and they do whatever they want.
It's a quiet news day at Shutel Television. News director Ramush Muarem is reading the news headlines in Romani language. Shutel is one of the few private Roma-owned and operated Romani language television channels in Europe. It broadcasts on national cable systems and the internet and produces news and feature programs. While almost all Roma here speak Macedonian, director Muarem says it's important for Shutel to broadcast in Romani language.
We are the protagonists. The television itself aims to promote within the Roma people their own culture, ethnic identity, traditions, moral values, their own self-worth.
Muarem edits the newscast, including his own, as well as managing reporters, the production team, and updating the website. Muarem says Roma in Shutka and Macedonia are more politically organized than in other countries, so they have managed to do many things on their own. In addition to TV stations, many Roma are in high positions, including deputies in parliament and a government minister. Shutka might well be better off than most Roma communities, but it's still very poor and undeveloped. In one of Shutka's many simple cafes, Deputy Mayor Adnan Mehmet tells me that Roma communities lag far behind others in terms of education, income and infrastructure, and there's still a long way to go.
We can't just wait for the state to help us, here in the Balkans or anywhere else in Europe. Roma are too dependent on the government in terms of social welfare or humanitarian activities. We have to enter more deeply into public institutions in order to manage and finance our own development.
As an example of Roma exclusion, he mentions the Macedonian government's current nationalist statue-building craze, raising public monuments to a cast of heroes, from Alexander the Great to 19th-century Balkan rebels. Mehmet says the Shutka authorities had to come up with their own plan to honor the brothers Ramzi and Hamid, Roma who died fighting with the partisans in World War II.
We're going to make a statue of the brothers Ramzi and Hamid. Now, this may not sound good, but we're waiting for the first Roma member of the Macedonian parliament, Mr. Abdi Faik, to die. And then we're going to place a bust of him here, too. We don't have many people about whom we can say, hey, everyone, here's one of our people. Let's make a bust of him.
Macedonia recently took over the rotating leadership of the Roma Decade of Inclusion, a commitment by 12 European governments to improve living conditions and social status. Roma hope Macedonia's policy will provide an example to Europe to give Roma more say in running their own affairs. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Shutka in Skopje, Macedonia.
You can see more of the Roma in Shutka and go behind the scenes of the Romani language television station there. We have a slideshow at theworld.org.